So the next verse, all conditioned things are painful. When one sees this with insight, one becomes weary of suffering. This is the way to purity. So painful is the translation of the word dukkha, which can also be translated as suffering or unsatisfactoriness. This phrase, all conditioned things are painful, can be a real stumbling block for some people getting involved with Buddhism. People start to think that Buddhism is pessimistic, or suffering and pain are more real than happiness and pleasure, or pleasure is bad, enjoyment is bad, or you know, if you're really suffering, then you're a deep spiritual person. These are all misconceptions. The Buddha is definitely not saying that suffering is real or more real, and that being miserable is a sign of spiritual progress. Actually, the contrary is true, if anything. As you let go of your attachments, as you see more deeply, as you spiritually unfold, as consciousness expands, there's greater joy and happiness. You're not inured to suffering or insensitive to it, but there is a greater freedom and sense of happiness as you unfold spiritually. The reason why the Buddha points to suffering is for practical reasons. It's quite simply because of the human tendency, the natural human tendency, to avoid looking at the faults within life. Basically, we like to paper over the cracks. We like to ignore the difficult stuff that needs attention, that's telling us something about life generally, and our life in particular. We'd rather not look at the sort of painful bits, the awkward bits, the difficult bits. So when the Buddha says all conditioned things are suffering, he's saying start paying attention to the things you'd rather not look at. Stop trying to pretend, you know, everything is a bed of roses, everything is, you know, just really cushy and comfortable.